Blog Talk Radio.
I don't know when anyone's coming. They got to probably have to call me back and let me have to. He may stop by with the quotes, and then he's got to send it to the insurance company. And by Wednesday or so, he's going to be putting the water heater in. And then after that, he'll be looking for the boiler.
There's no my room?
He's got to put a thermostat in your room. He's got to go into JP's room.
Is that?
One like that, and then there's something else that goes by the ceiling. And you'll have air conditioning in the summer and heat in the winter.
And Jesus just kicked the light to me before he got to go.
Jesus.
Where is he leaving?
What?
He's leaving, right?
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with the water meter. That matter that it's in the water meter.
Oh.
Did he go?
Sure, Couldn't hear what I was hearing.
What?
You know what?
Got one?
Yeah.
One.
Okay. I gave you a special morning. Hey. Hey, look. Hey. because
thank you.
tomorrow.
All right.
through night for your peace. Comes over to hear nine.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Good work.
Thank you.
Christmas or Christmas Carol. You get a Christmas Carol on the line. I had 30.
Just a minute after the like to get serious for just a moment. You know, every time I say something to Dean,
you'd like to get serious? What are you, cracking your stick or what?
Just tell you how much I appreciate Boys Town.
You know, this man here has the distinction of being the only man alive I ever ate a dry olive.
Now, what I was going to say would have gotten a bigger chuckle than that. Boy, if you got something funny to say, Frank, sing it.
That means, Charlie, that he drinks martinis with red olives in the morning. Yes. So.
Hey, Dean, don't do like that. Don't ever do like that. I watched you rehearsing with your show tonight.
Yeah.
And I just want to get serious with it. To tell you how much I appreciate it.
But you said, yeah, that's
good. Every time I say the word serious, he goes off.
What's serious about what?
Well, can a fella...
I got a hit show and that's it. What do you want from me? What is so serious about introducing wonderful people like Ella Fitzgerald and George Global? You know, that's not... To get a show, you stick with it. There's no practicing.
No practicing?
We don't practice. We just go on and do it. That's a habit of life.
That's not a lighter?
Oh.
This is a lighter.
Oh.
We'll be back in just a moment after this word from the local station. Figures for the King of Beers is Ed McMahon.
Did you ever think about all the sandwiches that are consumed across the country during just one evening's Tonight Show? For example, there are thousands of loaves of bread, hundreds of slices of cold cuts, jar after jar of mustard, actually tons and tons of pickles. And when all those sandwiches are enjoyed, there's a safe bet on what's being enjoyed right along with them. That, of course, would be Budweiser. Bud is the largest selling beer in the world. If you're planning an icebox raid tonight, go right ahead and pour yourself a Budweiser to go right along with that sandwich. It could possibly cost a little more, but if the Echo says it's that Budweiser is worth it, it is worth it. It's Budweiser.
What do I tell you, Johnny's going to be thrilled when he comes back by after the whole show was sustaining.
Here, and I can smell it. this was pretty dull before we came. Thanks, Dr. Phil, and speak up. Don't be shy.
Oh, there are a lot of pretty cats out there, too, huh?
A few dogs, too.
What's going on around right
there? Now, Brockway, who took back them nails? What do you think the nails back?
Oh, I love that joke. That kid had brains who took this nails back.
Phil. Three?
Phil.
Over here with the Hebrews. Grab yourself a chair. Well, go back there, Phil. I just thought you'd like the stretch.
I noticed how we had that man make a trip this week so we could even a score with all of your validators, but we had to have some kind of action going.
Yes.
We brought our man over.